And we're back for hour number two of the early show on this Monday, August the 19th, 2019. 8/19/19. First day of school for so many people here in the Marion area. Before we went to break, we were talking about the parking spaces in front of the county building now being changed to face the west, slanted toward the west end, for back-end parking. Does anybody have any opinions on this? Good? Bad idea? All day Friday, we kind of thought that this might have been a mistake, but apparently not a mistake. It's just something the city is trying, and apparently there are signs up now. So do you like the idea of there now being rear-end parking, back-end parking? I'm not sure what it's called, down in front of the county building here in Marion. Also, is the road work done on Main Street? North Main. I think last Monday morning we had that report called in that there was some road work being done on the north end of Main Street. Has that repaving been finished and the work to the railroad tracks on White Oaks Road and Barks Road, a busy railroad crossing, is that in good shape? Is there anybody in those areas or who has been in those areas in the last few days who knows anything about any of that? Give us a call, 740-383-9944, or anything else that you'd like to talk about or have seen in the last few days. Now, on Friday, Charlie gave an awful lot of things away on his program. And we still have an awful lot of things to give away, as summer is not over yet. We have tickets to the Wilds, we have tickets to Zumbezi Bay, we have tickets to the Columbus Zoo, and we still have some trivia questions that we did not get answered last week. We got quite a few, but we didn't get them all answered. Now, here are the trivia questions that are still left on the table at this particular point. Who was Larry King's first guest on his national radio show? When Larry King went national on the Mutual Radio Network in the mid-1970s, he had a very big-name guest on his first show. Who would that big-name guest have been on Larry King's first national radio show? Does anybody know that one? We only have one question left in regard to President Harding, and that is, how old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? Now, we all know he died rather young and unexpectedly when he was president, but does anybody know the age when he first started to exhibit these health problems? And this one you might be able to get with a guess, because if you know how old President Harding was when he died, obviously all you have to do is pick a year before that, an age, and you might get the question right. So how old was President Harding when he first started to have his health issues? What was the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, John Kennedy? Does anybody know the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, John Kennedy? Now, this would have been in the early 60s. It was a national show. It was a television show. And it would not be a show that you would think that Robert Kennedy would appear on first after the assassination of his brother, but there actually was a reason he did this show first after the assassination, which I can kind of fill you in on once we get the answer. But those are the three questions from last week that we did not get answered. 740-383-9944, tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, and tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Now, I believe the Zumbezi Bay tickets are good through Labor Day, and the Wilds, I think the zoo tickets are good through the end of the year. And the Wilds tickets, I believe, go into October. So these events have not ended yet, and you can use them at any particular time. All right, here's the questions again. What was the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, John Kennedy? How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? When Larry King launched his national radio show on the Mutual Network, who was his first guest? Big national star. 740-383-9944. Now, we also started this thing last week, which we only did once because we had guests and things going on the rest of the week. But it was a way to do trivia in a different way, in which we just were not asking a question and getting an answer. We wanted to, you know, vary it up a little bit here. So this is what we're doing, and hopefully this is not too hard to understand. I don't think it is, because we only did two of these last week, and we got them both right. What we're doing is taking songs, popular songs, and what happens is I will read you two lines of this popular song, and then to get the question right, you give me the next two lines of this popular song. Now, here was one of the ones from last week. You went to school to learn things you never, never knew before. Now, I gave that part, and then a listener called in and said, I before E, except after C, and why 2 plus 2 makes 4. Now, obviously, that was the big Jackson 5 hit, ABC 1, 2, 3, but that's how you get the question right. I read you two lines, and then you give me the next two lines, and that's how you get the question right. So, after that awkward introduction to this, here are the two that we're going to have today. Let's see if we are as good as we were the other day when we got them both answered correctly. I believe we did this last Thursday. Okay, here it is. East is east, and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Now you give me the next two lines. Now remember, there's the first two. East is east, and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Does anybody know what the next two lines to that song are? Now here's another one for you. On a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere. Now you just have to give me the next two lines. Those are the first two. On a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere. What are the next two lines? 740-383-9944. And again, you don't have to sing them. All you have to do is say them. That's all I'm doing. So, here we are again. The first two lines, east is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. What's the next two lines? On a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere. What are the next two lines? And then our other questions that still remain out there. What was the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, John Kennedy? Does anybody know the first show? How old was President Warren G. Harding when he first started to have health issues? Who was Larry King's first guest on his national radio show? The Mutual Network started him overnights, 12 a.m., to 5 in the morning on the East Coast. Who did Larry King get for his first guest on his national radio show? And it was a very big name in the mid-1970s. 740-383-9944. Those are the questions. Larry King's first guest on his national radio show. How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? What show did Robert Kennedy first appear on after the assassination of his brother, JFK? The song lyrics, east is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. What are the next two lines? On a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere. What are the next two lines? 740-383-9944. And then we have our Ohio State trivia, which still is with us back to the beginning of July. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? All right, maybe this is the answer. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I'm thinking Robert F. Kennedy, or Kennedy was on Johnny Carson's show.
You know, it wasn't Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson actually had not, he wasn't on the air yet, because Johnny Carson started in October of 63.
Okay.
Yeah, and Kennedy, I think, was killed in November of 62.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
So, hey, but good guess, though. You're very close. Thank you. Yeah, I believe I have those dates right. Johnny Carson, I believe. Now, somebody, I don't have a computer in front of me, so check these dates for me. I believe Johnny Carson's Tonight Show went on the air on October the 8th, 1962. Is that right? October the 8th, 1962. Well, maybe he was on the air when John Kennedy, because we all know it was November 22nd, 1962. Or was it 63? Let me see here. Was the date for John F. Kennedy, is that 62 or 63? That is strange. I cannot remember. I believe it was 63. Is that right? November 22nd, 1963? On the assassination date for John F. Kennedy? Let me know. 740-383-9944. But regardless, the question is, what was the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, John F. Kennedy, in the late or early 1960s? What was the first show that he happened to appear on? All right, we had a call coming in there, and it looks like we are losing that call. If that was you, give us a call back. 740-383-9944. We had a call coming in there. Give us a ring back. 740-383-9944. If you had some information on those dates, or if you had an answer to the trivia questions, give us a ring back. 740-383-9944. The first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, John Kennedy. What show was that? How old was President Harding when he first started to have his health issues? Who was the first guest on Larry King's national radio show for the Mutual Network in the mid-1970s? Can anybody give me the... Oh, we're getting this call back. Maybe this is the one we lost earlier on. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I had East is East and West is West and Never the Two Shall Meet.
That's not right. That's a good guess, though, but that's not the next two lyrics.
No. I had them.
Oh, you have them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Hang on just a second. And it goes... Till earth and sky stand presently at God's great judgment seat, but there is neither east nor west, border nor breed nor birth, when two strong men shall stand face to face, though they come from the ends of the earth.
That's actually not the one that I have. That starts out with east is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose.
Okay, this is one by Kipling.
Oh, the poem by Kipling.
Yeah, because that's what I remember from high school. East is east and west is west.
Right, and the wrong one I have chose. Those are the first two lines.
Yeah, that's what Kipling says.
Yeah. That's not the answer I have. This is actually a song lyric.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I will go back and try to find a song then.
Okay, keep trying. We got a half hour left.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's interesting. I know Roger Kipling has a very famous poem like that, but does it start out exactly that way? Does the That's interesting if it does. Does the Roger Kipling poem start out like that song? East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose? Because those are the exact two first lyrics of this song. And that's what we're trying to get here. I'm giving you two lines of the song, and you give me two lines back. Now, the two lines I'm giving you, east is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Okay, what are the next two lines? And the other one we have out on the table this morning, on a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere. Does anybody know the next two lines? Those are the first two. On a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere. What are the next two lines? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I was calling back with the answer for east is east and west is west.
Go ahead.
And you wanted the one with Bob Hope. It says, let's go where they keep on wearing these frills and flowers and buttons and bows.
That's it. The lyric is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where they keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows. Do you know the name of that song?
I know it's by Bob Hope. Oh, Buttons and Bows.
Buttons and Bows. That's the name of it. That was also an answer to a trivia question we had last week. Are you eligible to win a prize today?
I'm not real sure, but I think so because I had a high state fair ticket back in July.
Yeah, it's a 30-day period, so today is the 19th, so you probably will be good.
Okay,
what kind of tickets would you like?
Okay, tell me which ones you have.
We have the Wilds. Let me see here. Let me make sure what we have here. Let me get in the folder. I haven't looked in here this morning yet.
Okay.
We have, I know we have the Wilds. We have the Columbus Zoo right now. Those are the two that we have today.
The zoo's got a bunch of bad attention going on right now. I'll go ahead and take the Columbus Zoo. Is it two of them?
Yeah, it's two of them.
Okay, yeah.
And you know where the office is located, right?
Sure.
All right, what's your name?
Amy Brown.
All right, Amy. And today we will be, actually, we have kind of weird office hours today. Today, if you want to pick up your tickets today, you can come between 4 and 6 p.m.
Oh, okay. I'll probably be back in town by then. So
yeah.
I'll pick those up.
Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoy the show, Amy.
Oh, yeah. I just wish it kind of covered a bigger area. Because as soon as you get out to Marion Limits, you can't really get the radio program anymore.
Right, right. Well, we are on the TuneIn app. Do you have the TuneIn app on your phone?
I'll have to do that. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, just it's free. You just download TuneIn and search WWGH, and you can listen anywhere.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. We've got a winner here. Amy Brown gets two passes to the Columbus Zoo. She got it. It was Buttons and Bows. That was also an answer to one of our trivia questions last week. But the lyrics that I gave, east is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. And the next two lyrics are, let's go where they keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows. But does the Kipling poem start out that way? I'd still like to know that. Is the first lines of the Roger Kipling poem, east is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose? I don't know if that's right or not, but it sounds interesting. We still have one of these left today. No guesses on the second one yet. On a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere. Does anybody know the next two lines of that song? See, I thought that would be the easier one. Because the Bob Hope Buttons and Bows is a rather old song. I thought it would take a little longer to get that one. But the other one we have, the first two lines of this song, on a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere. Does anybody know the next two lyrics? And then the apparently very difficult trivia questions we have. What was the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, John Kennedy, in the early 1960s. Does anybody know the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on, then Attorney General of the United States, after the assassination of his brother, John Kennedy, in the early 1960s? How old was President Warren G. Harding when he first started to have health issues? I don't think we've ever had a guess on that one. I don't think there have been any guesses on that question yet. How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? Health issues that would eventually end his life later on in his life, but ended his life rather early. Started a lot of controversy. Who was the first guest on Larry King's national radio show for the Mutual Network that started in the mid-1970s? And the first guest was a huge guest for the 1970s. Does anybody know who that would have been? 740-383-9944. Those are the questions that we have. Do you have the answers this morning? The first guest on Larry King's national radio show, how old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? What show did Robert Kennedy first appear on after the assassination of his brother John Kennedy? Or does anybody know the next two lines of the song, "On a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere"? Does anybody know the next two lyrics? 740-383-9944. Or if there's anything else on your mind, we've talked a lot this morning about the parking situation down in front of the county building. And as I said, I'm going down to the county building later on, so it'll be interesting to see how that's all working out in the middle of the day to now where you back in front of the county building. Might be a good idea. Who knows? Might turn out well. And I guess if you don't like it, you can still always park behind the county building. So there are always options. That's the nice thing. Always options. First day of school. Does anybody have any first day of school stories out there? Maybe one from your childhood, or maybe one from this morning, or maybe one from your children or grandchildren. Anything on your mind? 38 and a half minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. And we still got our Ohio State Fair trivia. Does anybody know the year that the Ohio State Fair moved to its current location at the Expo Center? Does anybody know what happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? We got really close with that one time, but we did not get the exact answer. What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year was the grandstand demolished at the Ohio State Fair? What memorable but sad event happened in 1989? At the Ohio State Fair? What year was the Ohio entrance constructed at the Ohio State Fair? The Ohio entrance, that big entrance that everybody gets their picture taken in front of. Does anybody know what year that was constructed? Why was the Ohio State Fair director fired in 1992? This was a big story back in 92. I think it's the only time an Ohio State Fair director was ever fired. Does anybody know why he was fired? 740-383-9944. There you go. Tickets to the Wilds, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, or if you just like to call in and answer the question correctly, that is fine too. Why was the Ohio State Fair director fired in 92? What year was the Ohio entrance created? What memorable event happened in 89 at the fair? What year was the grandstand demolished? What happened on the eve of World War I at the fair? What year did the fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? Does anybody know the next two lines of the song, "On a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere"? What are the next two lines of that song? Who was Larry King's first guest on his national radio show? How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? and the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, John Kennedy. Does anybody know the answers to any of those questions? 740-383-9944. We came close on the Robert Kennedy question earlier on. But does anybody know what show he appeared on? And if you tell me, I will fill you in on why that was the show he appeared on. Do want to remind you, 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, will be having an open house at her museum on August the 31st from 2 to 4 p.m. Museum's located at Primrose Retirement Community of Marion, 1550 Wellness Drive, just out past the YMCA. This is a free admission event, and Mary Ellen will be there to take your questions about all the pictures and memorabilia in the museum. 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, having an open house August 31st from 2 to 4 p.m. That will be a great event. You know, the summer is just blowing right by. The kids back in school now, and I do think River Valley started today. I looked during the break, and I believe they started today because I saw some kids. Now, see, this is Facebook again. But I saw some kids who I know go to River Valley Elementary School, and it looked like they were starting today. Because, as you know, everybody puts pictures of everything up on Facebook today. That's an interesting phenomenon. I think it's great because you can share it with your family in an instant, where you used to have to send cards and do all kinds of things, but boy, I'll tell you, that the social media has changed the world. I don't know if it's the internet in general, because the internet was always about information. But the social networks are a little different. That's a whole kind of another ball of wax. And I don't know if it's exactly the right thing. I don't know. People get in a lot of trouble, and I don't like to see the bullying. I mean, the bullying is not good that goes on social media. I was still shocked a few weeks back when we had a student, I believe it was an elementary or a middle school student, on, and when asked where all the bullying took place, it was on the internet. And that can be a scary thing, to be sure. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. 43 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning that started kind of hectically here on WWGH, but we're moving along okay now. Do want to remind you, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will be on today from 10:10 until 11 a.m. All kinds of talk about everything going on in the world there. And then you will have Voice of the People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. And then the Mike Wilson Show from 5:10 until 6 p.m. So a full slate of programs today right here on WWGH Radio. And 15 more minutes of this program today. So we certainly would be interested in hearing from you. And here we are. The trivia questions that remain on the table may be a little too difficult today. The first guest on Larry King's national radio show for the Mutual Network. Now, interestingly enough, it was this radio show that kind of launched the CNN show, which kind of launched Larry King's entire career, which I guess was good for him. Larry, I think it was on CNN, something like 25 years. He had a really good run. 740-383-9944. Who was Larry King's first big guest on his national radio show? When did President Harding first start having medical issues? I did not realize that the president was having these medical issues, let's say, before the White House. I didn't realize that it was coming in that early. But apparently it was. There's a little hint on the age. Does anybody know the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, John Kennedy? And at this time, you have to go back and imagine what the mood was in the country. That's the last time a president was assassinated, thank God. And he was assassinated right in the middle of a parade in Dallas, Texas. His assassin was killed just a few days later on live television as he was being escorted out of the police station. And the brother of the slain president was the Attorney General of the United States. And everybody wanted to hear what he had to say. But do you remember the show that he went on to say it on? That's the interesting thing. Do you remember the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after his brother was shot? And boy, you know, that was such a traumatic event, I think, for everybody involved, and everybody involved in the country. Go ahead, caller.
On a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler, and we were both too tired to sleep.
You know, I thought for sure that would be the first one we would get, long before Buttons and Bows.
Well, I could do it, but it took me a while to come up with the after the two next two lines.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Kenny Rogers, Kenny Rogers did that song, and that was a super popular song. It spawned movies and all kinds of things.
Yep.
So it was a great thing. But you have it right. It was on a warm summer's eve on a train bound for nowhere. I met up with a gambler, and we were both too tired to sleep. Those are the four lines we were looking for. Well, hey, thank you.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye. All right, it was The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. Do people remember that? On a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with the gambler, and we were both too tired to sleep. All right. 740-383-9944. This lyric thing must be going very well, because we got them both this morning. The first one was Buttons and Bows by Bob Hope. The two lines that I gave were East is East and West is West, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where they keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows. We got that one this morning. And then the one we just got, on a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep. So that takes care of the music trivia this morning. And that's that. Larry King's first guest on his national radio show, I'm bound to get this answer. That was the first question we asked in our whole series here. Who was his first guest? Does anybody know? You have to think back to that time period. And who were the biggest stars of that era? Does anybody know? Larry King's first guest on his national radio show for the Mutual Network, midnight to 5 a.m. Now, this was a big deal show. And I remember, I think by the time that show went off the air in the mid-90s, earlier mid-90s, this show was on I don't know how many stations, and had spawned a lot of competitors. Now overnight we have the aliens, which is not a bad thing. I know a lot of people like listening to the aliens. They have a pretty good show out there. I don't particularly listen to them. I'm just not awake at that time. But it used to be talk overnight. Larry would have on politicians, and he would have on celebrities, and he would have on authors. And it was, it was an interesting show because it was on for 5 hours. So you'd have 2.5 hours of a guest, and he would take calls. You know, you could call in and talk to the guest. And then you would have 2.5 hours of Larry just taking phone calls from people around, really, the America, because the show was on all over America, about whatever was on their mind. And I'm trying to think of a hint that, trying to think of a hint that I could give you, that would tell you who this person was. But this person was such a big star that just about any hint I would give you would give it away. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give you a hint. Just think of who the biggest stars would have been in the 70s. If you were going to go out and get a big star for your big television show, who would that have been? Our big radio show, first radio show. And I don't think the Mutual Network's around anymore. So there's that little interesting tweak in the whole thing. How old was President Harding when he first started to have medical problems? Does anybody know that one? Or the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, John Kennedy? Who was the president of the United States? Does anybody know the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on? 740-383-9944. I think I'm going to try to lean more into the, maybe the music trivia, because that seems to be going over a little better than the other trivia, oddly enough. I had this book of Bob Hope jokes. And it's an interesting book because a lot of the jokes are dated. Because obviously these politicians are long gone, so on and so forth. Go ahead, caller.
I cheated. Larry's first guest was Don Shula, back when they won the Super Bowl and when I defeated.
Well, not the first. It wasn't the first one. I believe Don may have been on the first night, and I believe that he but he was not the very first guest.
No. But the internet says his first guest on his radio show was Don Shula.
Yeah, but so. Well, actually, I'll tell you how I know this. I believe he was on the first show, but there was actually an even bigger name on the first show.
Well, it might have been Muhammad Ali.
Not Muhammad Ali.
Play, whichever the case may be.
Right. Well, it wasn't Muhammad Ali, but that's a good guess.
Well, the internet's wrong then, because it says Don Shula.
It tends to be wrong from time to time. All right. Hey, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. See, if we get this right, we could get one up on the internet here. His first guest was not Don Shula. And I've actually heard this out of Larry's mouth, so I know it's not Don Shula. Now, Don Shula might have been on the first show, but he was not the first guest, because you got to remember, that show was 5 hours long. So who would have been the first guest on the National Larry King radio show? We still have no guesses on how old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues, or the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, JFK. Does anybody know the first show that he would have appeared on? Got about 5 minutes left in the show here. Tickets to the Wilds, tickets to Zumbezi Bay. No, we don't have tickets to Zumbezi Bay, but we will have tickets to Zumbezi Bay tomorrow, so listen tomorrow. We've got tickets to the Wilds, and we've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo, and we do have one winner today. Amy Brown called in and got a couple passes to the zoo. But if you just want to call in and answer the questions correctly, feel free to do that as well. We love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That is what we're here for. Open phone lines and hearing from you in the community. That's what makes these shows fun to do, is hearing from you. Now, I say I have this book of Bob Hope jokes, but a lot of these jokes tend to be a little outdated because, you know, you had to live in the time that Bob Hope lived to understand why they were funny. Some of them, I guess. If you remember some of the events, I guess you don't have to to remember. Now, here's one kind of apt about the first day of school, because Bob's went to school in Cleveland. Here's one. On my first day in school in Cleveland, the other kids asked me, "What's your name?" When I said, "Les Hope," they switched to "Hopeless." It got to be quite a rib and caused some scuffling, and a few bloody ski knots for me. Now, see, that would be a dated joke, because I'm not even sure what the joke is there. Does anybody know what the joke is in that one? Okay. I did so great in school, I'm still using the same device that got me all my top grades. Idiot cards. I'm not even sure what idiot cards are. Are those like Cliff Notes? I'm not sure. I'm not even sure if Cliff Notes are around anymore. With the internet, I doubt there would be much call for Cliff Notes anymore. I used to love to tell jokes in school, and I thought I was going over big till I found out they were all clapping with, that all the clapping was the erasers. See, I messed up his joke. Let's try that again. I used to love to tell jokes in school, and I thought I was going over big till I found out all they were clapping were the erasers. There, that's the joke. That's a little better. I think we can understand that, but you know what's funny? I don't know if kids today would get that joke because they've done away with the chalkboards. Now, they do still have erasers, I guess, but it's for the dry erase board. So, kind of different. The tests were difficult for me because I couldn't copy off the other kids. Every time I looked over someone's shoulder, my dunce cap fell off. Now, that's not a bad one. There we go. We finally got a good joke off. Did you hear that? Let's try that again. When we get a good one, we're going to say it twice. The tests were so difficult for me because I couldn't copy off the other kids. Every time I looked over someone's shoulder, my dunce cap fell off. It took me so long to finish school, I got a BA, Bachelor of Arthritis. So there is some first day of school jokes for you. Oh my goodness. Courtesy of the legendary Bob Hope. But I want to tell you, Bob Hope. But the book is interesting to go through. It's called My Life in Jokes. To go through that book and look at the jokes that were told over different time frames that really would have no meaning today. Kind of interesting. All right, your last shot on the trivia questions here. 58 and a half minutes past the hour. Who was Larry King's first guest on his national radio show? How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? Or what was the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, John F. Kennedy? Does anybody know the answers to any of those questions? We did have one winner today, Amy Brown. 740-383-9944. She got the Buttons and Bows lyrics. And again, apparently we're doing very well on this lyrical thing. We had two this morning. We had Buttons and Bows, and we had The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. And we got both of those questions answered correctly. Well, I'm glad we made it through the morning here. I hope you stay tuned to Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp and Voice of the People with Linda Sims at 4 today, Mike Wilson at 5. Adam Lepp's right around the corner here at 10 o'clock. Hope you come back with us tomorrow morning from 8:10 to 10 a.m. every morning here on WWGH Radio. Oh, let's take the call before we go off the air today and see if we have a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Harding, 50.
What was that?
Harding, 50 years old.
Not 50, but that's a good guess. Thank you.
Okay.
We're looking for the age that Harding started to become ill. Not 50 years old, but a good guess. Hey, we'll come back with trivia and lots more fun tomorrow morning, 8 to 10. You're tuned in to WWGH Radio. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. From legendary comedian Orson Bean singing the Baloney Song.
Two Irishmen and a Hebrew, one went out for recreation, and they took enough provisions along to spend a week's vacation. But they got lost out in the woods, the nights grew dark and lonely, and at last all of their food ran out except a piece of baloney. Now one of them said as he picked up a knife, "There's no use in us carving, for if we do, there won't be enough to keep us all from starving. So I suggest we go to bed, and tomorrow, said Maloney, whoever has the nicest dream wins the piece of baloney. The following morning when they awoke, a quarter after seven, one of them said, I had a dream. I died and went to heaven. St. Peter met me at the gate, riding on a pony. No, I don't think you can beat that dream. I win the baloney. The other one said, I had a dream too, and mine was a world beater. I also died and went to heaven, welcomed by St. Peter. He rushed to me, held out his hand, he said, hello, Mahoney. No, I don't think you can beat that dream. I win the baloney. The Hebrew said, I'm dreaming too. A dream that couldn't be sweeter. I seen you both go up to heaven, welcomed by St. Peter. I waited and waited and waited around, and oh yeah, I got so lonely. I didn't think she was coming back. So I got up and I ate the baloney.
To legendary stand-up comic, Marty Allen.
You know, Marty, one day we'll flip. You can host the show.
Oh, okay.
I think it would work okay. I think you could handle that.
Well, I'd love it. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, we'll do that.
But I'm not changing my name. It's going to be Marty Allen. I can't go on and say, I'm Marty Spears.
Legendary confetti-throwing comedian Rip Taylor.
Well, tell me about the sparkly jackets. Where did they come from?
Cleveland.
Okay.
Well. Everything came from the ball at Marion. And Cleveland, everything. Now stop getting me laughing, it's too early.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the net at www.wwgh1071.com. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is by CRT McCools. Address,